Hi, my name's Adam. I'm from the group Counting the Trash, and I'm just going to keep this really brief. I only agreed to be on the panel a couple of days ago, and I don't really have a lot prepared. And I'm more looking forward to the whole discussion part of it is what I'm interested in. And just to give you a bit of history, we formed fairly recently, like officially formed as a collective locally here, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, that kind of thing, but of doing kind of actions for maybe a couple of years. And the reason we did form was to bring kind of more radical voice to the queer community and queer issues and that kind of thing, addressing that with a radical perspective, and also bringing a queer perspective into more radical politics, which tends to get ignored a lot of the time. Especially when challenging stuff in the gay community, a lot of activists didn't want to touch it because they didn't want to be seen as homophobic or straight people coming in and bossing gay people around, telling them what to do, that kind of stuff, like addressing gay commercialism and sexism, racism in the gay community. People don't want to go there because they don't want to be seen as homophobic, but I don't have that problem, so that's why I wanted to do it. let me see. Some of the other stuff we've done too is, like around the G20, for example, we kind of formed and did stuff in Ottawa around that, kind of the idea of, we framed it as a pink block, where queers that were involved in other affinity groups and stuff coming could actually get together, form a kind of like semi-permanent like affinity group for part of a day, get together, be a visible queer presence, and then melt back into their own issues and their own groups that they were doing. Because really, if you're trying to make contacts with the queer community and stuff, you first have to realize that there's no such thing as a queer community. Like, what's portrayed as a queer community, like the whole queer as folk kind of image stuff, is mostly white, mostly middle class, men, urban, all this stuff. It doesn't include the majority of people that would be considered gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, transgender, whatever. The best way, I think, to make contact with queer people is to talk to them in your own movements or groups that you're already involved in, because you really can't like swing an activist without hitting a queer. Like, we really are everywhere. We're involved in social movements, have been historically, and most of the time we remain invisible, which is another reason why we formed this group, is because a lot of the time you end up having to choose between doing something political or doing something fun or doing something gay, and it really does kind of suck to have this kind of double life where, you go to actions or you go to meetings, you go organize, and then you're like, okay, it's getting late, I better go do some gay stuff before the day's over, like, so I don't miss out on that too. Like, it's just kind of it's unfortunate or whatever, but I'm interested more in seeing what people have to say, that kind of stuff, and just to look at issues, like, gay issues are not just, like, the right to get married and all that kind of really, middle class kind of stuff. Poverty is a gay issue. Queer and transgendered people that are a way higher risk of being homeless, of being poor, of being denied employment, that kind of stuff. A higher risk of drug abuse and disease, infection rates, all that kind of stuff. Lower education rates and everything that goes along with all those things. And also there seems to be this kind of attitude, like, we did some stuff after September 11th, kind of under the banner of out against racism, and then later on out against the war, and people would come and say, well, what do you think Muslims would, do you think they want help from queer people? And I'm like, well, maybe the queer Muslims might want help from queer people, like, seeing it as like, oh, there's gay issues or gay people, and then there's people in third world countries, or then there are, as if there would be no gay people in third world countries, or why is poverty a queer issue? Like, there's no queer people that are poor. How does race, why would queer people go and fight against racism? Well, because there's queer people of color, there's queer people that suffer from racism. And it's just, I think, a shift in attitude and a perspective on how you look at queer issues, and that they are really integral to all other issues. And maybe there are slight, there's queer aspects to poverty or to racism or to sexism, whatever, but they are really interrelated, and that's pretty much all I want to say, and I'm looking forward to debate and discussion.